Okay, let's get into Erevin Daf Lamed, and we are on Chaf Tes on the base, in the fourth parak that we spoke about. If somebody was taken outside of their tchum against their will, what is the halacha? If they ended up within another enclosure, so that was a machlokas tanoim that we saw in the Mishnah about two cases where we had machlokas tanoim. Pasha's a machlokas tanoim between. On the one hand, Rabbi Gamliel and Bezman Azariah were Mekel, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva were Machmir. But we noted that the language of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva of being Machmir, it said, Sheratu lahachmir al atzman. They wanted to be Machmir on themselves, which sounds like the Maker Adin, it is, they hold Mutter also. And they just were being Machmir on themselves. That's what the Gemara seems to say, that in the case of the two cases, again, the enclosure and the case of the boat. So the case of the boat, it seems like even the more machmir shita were just being machmir on themselves, and not that they held maker adin that it was a problem. While in the earlier case, the case of just being in a new enclosure, that seems to be a machlokas, and maybe it would be mechalik in terms of halacha, in terms of the two cases. So that's the Gemara's question now, towards the bottom of Chav Tas Mabez, what's the difference between these two cases? Ma bein sahar, ma bein svina. What's the difference between the two? Between an enclosure, a corral, a fenced in area, and the boat case. Why is the first case, would it be more machmir? In the second case, there are those that would be mekel. So, chavraya amri today is number one. Chavraya amri svina, mebnesha michitzo seha olosima. The boat that the, even though the boat moved, but the walls were always there. It's the same walls that they were always surrounded by. See in the Karbonaida, shala olam hu ba'avir michitzos, sheshavas mi bod yom. He's in the same michitzos that he was in before Shabbos started. So it's not like a totally new. You're right, the boat moved. The situation moved, but he didn't move out of the mechitzas. Masha'en kein bedir v'sar, eino b'mechitzas, sheshavas b'mi bod yom. Obviously, in the other case, in the Reisha case, he is not in the same mechitzas. So, number one, why a boat would be more mekel, because he's still within the same mechitzas that he was in when Shabbos started. Number one, that is the chavraya. Amr Reb Zeira, a second day, Bikivan Sha'okrin Osa, Me'arba Amos, Elu, Venosin Osa, Ba'arba Amos, Elu, because after all, what was the more machmir shita? You're only allowed to walk Dalat Amos. Well, the boat moves. So every time the boat moves, you're really in a new Dalat Amos anyway. So even if you want to be machmir and say, you only have 4 Amos to walk in, but every time you walk in a boat, you're walking in a new 4 Amos. And that's why we'd be making in that way and allow you to walk all over the boat because the boat is moving anyway. So therefore it's, even, it's ki'ilu, you're only have 4 amos because you keep walking in a new 4 amos. So you look in the bottom of the Pnei Moshe, Reb Zeira Amar, time achrina, the svina kilatve, mikiman shetamid okren osa, midalat amos elu, venoso osa, midalat amos elu, shetamid malachasi, it's always moving, lo olam, ki betoch dalat amosi. It's ki ilu, it's betoch dalat amos. The 2 days is why the boat case is different, either because you're in the same walls that you were in even when Shabbos started, or the boat's always moving. So it's ki ilu, even if we, I'll say, oh, you're only allowed to walk dalat amos, if we allow you to walk throughout the boat, it's ki'ilu, you're walking in a new dalat amos each time. Ma nafik mibinah, what are the nafkaminas between these two reasons? So im haisa ach sadra, if the boat was unwalled, if it was a low on the side, so it didn't have walls on it. So again, al dati on the chavraya, we're going to flip the gears here, according to the chavraya that is about the walls, usser. The first day it's usser, because there's no walls. Al dati jav zi'ira mutter. But according to Rabbi Zeira, that it's about the boat moving, then the boat's moving here, and therefore it will be mutter. Number one. Or, second afkamina, emaya hayam galani. So what does galani mean? Different dayas here. The Karbana Eda says that the waves keep splashing up on the sides of the walls, so it's kilu the walls are a nikar. Kilu the walls are a nikar. According to that pshat, it would be the same nafkamina, because it's ki'ilu. The first nafkamina was, there's no walls. Or, right, the mechitzos aren't nikaros, which the mefarshim in the back wonder. If you look in the Erech Shai, one of the achron in the back wonder, so what, that the walls are a nikar. Well, we discussed earlier in the Masechta, relating to, whether it has to be nikar mi bifnim or nikar mi bachutz, right, which one is going to be more important. So he quotes the Karbana Eda and he says doesn't like that because the kasha nihitimi bachutzin on nikaros bikamakom betocha nikarin. From within it is nikar. So why would that be a problem?
It must be that
from within the boat, it's not 10 tefachim from the where you stand in the boat up. From the side, from the outside, if you count the sides of the boat, even beneath the floor of the boat, that would be 10 tefachim. So it has 10, but not from the inside. And therefore, from the inside is not 10. From the outside, you can't see because the waves are banging against it. That is the Karban Eida, how he has it. But if you look at the Pnei Moshe, he has a different shot of what Galani means, and that is the waves are turbulent, and they're banging this way and that way on the boat, so the boat's not really moving. So it's not going out of Dalet Amos. It's staying in the same place because there are waves this way and there are waves that way. So now you have the other nafkamina because there are walls, but it's not moving. So if, according to the Chavraya, that it goes by the walls, mutter, right? We're flipping the gear, so mutter. According to Rebbe Zeira, it will be usher because it is not moving, and therefore, according to that nafkamina, that situation, they wouldn't be making in that case. Okay, and we can't take out the rest of the girsa until the Mishnah. Interesting, the waves, what do you think of waves? The Medrash picks up on the waves. You know, the waves are, the Medrash says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the waters, the Mayim Elyon and the Mayim Tachtonim, the Mayim Tachtonim were upset. Mayim Tachtonim say it's not fair, right? Forevermore, for eternity, we're not going to be close to Hashem. Only the upper waters are going to be close to Hashem. What are we going to be down here for? So that's what symbolized that every time though the waves are upset and they want to cover the earth, that they go and Hashem stops them. Hashem stops them from covering the earth, and that's that the tide is. But that's the Mayim Bochim, it's called in the Medrash. The Mayim Bochim, that they're crying because they want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once heard from Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson quoted, he says there are two stories in Torah, in Tarshim Tanakh, in Tarshim Chasav, that if you read it in Psukim, gives you one impression and one picture. But if you look deep down into the Midrashim, you get a totally different picture. One of them is by Sabratius. So it's by Sabratius. You read by Sabratius in the Psukim. It's unbelievable. It's an amazing system. Hashem creates the world every day, moving up, going from the vegetation to the fish to the luminaries to the animals, people. It's just an amazing system. And there's nothing ever, obviously, that's ever been likened in the history of the world is the creation of the world. Marabu Masech Hashem, every step of creation, Vasar Mamaros, Hashem did it in 10 utterances. And you read Maaseh Bereishis, you think everything is perfect and there was no, so to speak, hitch in the process. But if you look in the Midrashim, every single day of Maaseh Bereishis, there was, so to speak, a challenge. Even before the Maaseh Bereishis started, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to create the world. What did the Malachim say? Malachim say, no, not a good idea. Not a good idea. Don't create the world. Right? Adam is a full of sheker. Emes Amar Al Yivra. Chesed Amar Yivra. Right? Shalom Amar Al Yivra. Right? So, even before, the Malachim were upset. What happened the first day? Hashem created Or and Choshech. And then what did Hashem do? Or is not good. I have to put it away for the Tzadikim, Lasa Lavo. Day two, yet, what we just said, the water. The Mayim Elyon, the Mayim Tachtonim, the water gets upset and starts rebelling against the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Day number two. Day number three, okay, what could go wrong on day number three? Hashem tells Eitz Osepri, the trees are supposed to grow, and the tree, it's supposed to taste like the fruit. And the tree does not do that. The tree is Eitz Osepri, the low Eitz Pri. So there's bark and there's fruit. Again, but what happened here? Day four, right? The sun and the moon, as we know very famously from Maseches Chulin, on Daf Samach, and Rashi quotes it, Allah Torah, that the moon was very upset. There can't be two kings, and Hashem makes the moon small, and the moon gets upset, and he has to appease the moon. Day five, the fish, the Levyasan. What happened to Levyasan? There were two Levyasans. So Rashi quotes that Hashem saw that the world would not be able to survive with these Levyasans, and therefore Hashem had to take one of them away to save it for the Su'uda in the future. And day six, of course, Adam and Chava. So if you look in the Psukim in the Torah, it's my Sabratius, it's beautiful, it's amazing, it's idyllic, it just goes. And yet, in the Midrashim, are the Psukim trying to hide something? Like, why did the Psukim give any mention of this? And if the Midrashim are making it up, obviously not making it up. So why do you get a different impression in the Torah than you get in the Midrashim? And he says the same thing by Binyan HaMishkan. Binyan HaMishkan seems to be amazing, smooth and beautiful, and Ashras HaShchina, and there were a lot of hitches on the way there as well. So what's the message? So he explains, because in life, there's always bumps and there's always difficulties and headaches and challenges. The question is, how do you define the event? Do you get bogged down and define the event by the bumps and the headaches? Sometimes a family could go on a vacation, and one of the parents looks at the vacation afterwards and says, that was amazing, the kids had a great time, it was wonderful and beautiful. And the other parent, you can fill in the blank who in each couple, says, oh, the kids were fighting here, and the kids, there was a tantrum here, and they were couldn't wait for each other, and you remember the headaches. How do you define the trip? So how do you define my sabratius? That's what Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson said. It was my sabratius. And we have to recognize that. And we have to look at often events in our lives, not to get bogged down, even with painful, difficult challenges. We have to try to look at the big picture. Okay. We continue now with the next story on Daf Lamed. One time they didn't go into the Laman. What's the Laman? Says the Karmen Eid, the Divagirsa Lenamal, right? Port. That's what he says. Port Balaz. Shishama Sfinos Yotzos Menayam Lisvaso. So one time they didn't get, they were on the boat, but they didn't make it all the way into the port before Shabbos. So they didn't know, and then after Shabbos they came to the port. They didn't know, were they already within the tchum? So Amrullah Rabbi Gamliel, Ma'an or late raid, can we go off the boat? They weren't sure if they were allowed to get off the boat. Amrullahem Mutter, yes. Shafar Yiti Mistakel, I was already looking. Gamliel was a scientist, besides being a Tana. He had all the moons also. He was already looking. Vayinu b'tocha tchum, ad shalach hashecha. We were already within the tchum before it was dark, and therefore we could go off the boat. We were already within the tchum. On before Shabbos started. If you look in Tosfos quotes there. Actually, let's do a little bit more, and then we'll look at the Tosfos. Says the Gemara, "Pamachas lo nichnasu lo laman v'chulu." So, to quote about the Girsa here, if you look at the change of the Girsa, there's a Girsa like this in the Bavli also. But if you look at the Pnei Meir, Mitzofis was some type of telescope. Ha'ilah Rabbi Gamliel sheyem mashir ba einav k'bemeshar. Right, he used to like be able to put the telescope, and if he was able to see the land, so then they would know that we're already within the tchum. We're already within tchum. Right, in the Bavli, it's mistakel b'shvoferes. There was some type of pipe and some type of tube they were able to look in. So Tosfos there says afilu. It says mem gimel and base afilu. Rabbi Meir to Amar la kamon. Even according to Rabbi Meir, who says that Mishiyasha Baderach Va'amad, that if you're on the road and you didn't focus on where you are, and he happens to be next to the city, in Lohaisa Kavanos Alakach Loikanes, well, if you didn't know that the city was close by Loikanes, and therefore a mayor's machmir, they will have to get to that soon. Hacha, Miskavno Elishbos Beir. Here, they wanted to be in the city. They just didn't know if they were within. In that case, a mayor, they had no idea. They had no idea. They didn't have Kavana for anything. Here, the friends of Rabbi Gamliel wanted Zafka be in the city. They were relying by Yusomchin al Shvoferes Shal Rabbi Gamliel. They were relying on his Shvoferes, on his little pipe, and therefore, says the Tosfos that even Rabbi Meir later on would agree in this case that it is okay. Good. We continue. Says the Rav Lomeli Ad Shaloch Hashecha. So why did it have to be that they made it within the tchum even before it got dark? Afil Mishach Hashecha. What if the boat didn't make it within the tchum even afterwards? Didn't we learn in the previous Mishnah? Didn't we learn in the previous Mishnah that what did Rabbi Gamliel is one of the Tanaim that say that if you were put in a different tchum on Shabbos than you were when the Shabbos started, you could walk around the whole tchum. So Rabbi Gamliel is makel in the previous Mishnah, the first Mishnah in the parak. So why does he have to be so makpid that the boat was within the tchum before Shabbos, even if it wasn't? Right now you're in a new tchum. Answer, Tipater, Shehaya Balam, and Yos Mesa Sayim. No, we're going to have four conditions. Remember, we said, even according to the Shitas that say, within a new tchum, okay, you can walk around, but it has to meet certain standards. So Gemara has four suggestions. Maybe the port area was larger than a Mesa Sayim. So it was Karpef, Shlohuka Fladira, kind of thing. And therefore, even Rabbi Gamliel would say that you can't walk around that new tchum however long you want. Number one. Or, lo hayu mechitzos gevoas asara, or they didn't have walls. It wasn't an area that was enclosed. And the port wasn't inside the city where it was enclosed. Or, lo yipirtzos yosem yeser, or you're not allowed to have pirtzos more than 10 amos wide, and maybe this area did have pirtzos more than 10 amos wide. or Voye Omeid Keneged Omeid, or Paretz Keneged Paretz. Even if the Omeid is more than the Paretz, we said this earlier, remember we had this in the beginning of the second Perek of Os and Pasin, that you cannot have the openings opposite each other. The Paretz is opposite each other and the Omeid is opposite each other, because that would be a problem. Right? So that's why one of four ideas. Why did Rabbi Gamliel require it before Shabbos? Why not on Shabbos itself? And then you switch the Bechitza, switch the Rishios like you had in the first Mishnah of this parak, and the answer is no, because it wasn't fulfilling those conditions. Good. Says the next Mishnah. Mishiyatza v'rishus. So the Mishnah, beginning of the parak, said if somebody was taken out forcibly, what if somebody went out with rishus? Mishiyatza v'rishus, somebody went out with rishus. Who has rishus? That's the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah tells us that there are those that could go out with rishus in order to save, in order to help. That's the Mishnah in the second parak in Rosh Hashanah. Chatzer gedola haisa b'Yerushalayim, or Beis Yazek haisa nikres. There was a big chatzer called Beis Yazek, and that's where all the Edim went. Ulasham kol Edim is kanshim, but also the Edim that came to testify by the moon. They used to make them big meals there. And Rabbi Gamliel Hazakein was misakein shi umahal chanapai ma'am alecho ruach. He was misakein, they could still walk 2,000 amos in every direction. V'lo elu bilvad. So who are the others that were Yatzel Rishus? You have Edim and Ela Afa Chachama Haba'al Yaled, a midwife that came to help a woman have a baby. Vahaba Lahatzil Minadleka Uminagayas Uminanar Minabholos, or somebody that came to help, somebody from Atzala that came to help, or a fireman, or a soldier, right, or anyone that's going to save. All of those Harehu Kaanshe Ha'ir, they are all like the city. The people of the city where they are now find themselves. So that's what the Mishnah is referring to here. Those that went out with a license. And on their way, they're told, you know what, we don't need you anymore. They didn't get there yet. They don't need you anymore. So now what? You didn't fulfill what you went out to fulfill. So what's that? What's your halacha? So Yisrael Paimam Alecho Ruach. Says the Mishnah, Yisrael Paimam Alecho Ruach. Right? As if your reason was needed. And if they're still within the Tchum, they didn't leave the Tchum of their city when they were told. So Gilo Yat says, Kiilu, they never left. We'll have to see what the Chiddush of that is. Shkola Yotze Lahatzel Choslim Komen. Because the halacha is, whoever is Yotze Lahatzel could go back to their place. There is, we mentioned in the past, a huge machlokas achronim. The Gemara is not really here, but it's in Beitza in the Bavli, and it's in elsewhere. We had it also in the Sechah Shabbos, and that is the idea. The Gemara says, "Hitiru sofan mishim tchilasan." Sometime we'll allow something to go back. We'll help people to go back because if we don't allow them to go back, then they won't go out in the first place. That's why we allow sometimes people to go back. So the question is, does that, Shlomo Zalman assumes, obviously that's a halachic principle in the Gemara, Shlomo Zalman assumes that that only allows Yisurei D'Rabbanan. And therefore, let's say somebody who is an emergency personnel, they could go back, they take somebody somewhere on Shabbos, and then they could go back, they can have a non-Jew drive them. If they might be needed, their services might be needed in their original place, then they could go back and drive back, you know, because that they're needed there. But let's say they're not needed there, but it's based on the Hitiru Sova Mishim Tchilasan. So Shlomo Zalman says that it only allows Darabanans. Only allows Darabanans. And Ramosha says it even allows Daraisas. Even allows Daraisas. Hitiru Sova Mishim Tchilasan. You have to look at all those examples. In Meseches Beitza, Shlomo Zalman assumes that Darabanans. Ramosha seems to say that it's even, can allow a Daraisa. The idea of being able to go back. Okay, but that sugi is not fully, here in the Gemara. So Mishiyatza Bershus Vachulu. So, if somebody went out and then they're told, we don't need you, they have Alpai Mama. So the Gemara says, Delachin Ma'ana on an Amrit. Without this, Delachin always means Di'im Lokein. Right? Without this, if we wouldn't have had this Mishnah, what would we have said? So the Gemara says, Ye'asa Kimishi Yatza Ba'ones. Lo Yelo Ela Arba'amos. Maybe I would have thought that it was similar to someone who went out Ba'ones. Look, they weren't needed. They went out Bershus, but it came out that they weren't needed for their mitzvah. So I would have thought maybe you treat it like people who went out ba'ones, who are stuck. You went out ba'ones, right? You went out ruach ra or gayim. What's the first mishnah? You have abba amos. Well, okay, it's rach meimer. That's why we say no. You went out with rishus. Even if you didn't make it to the new place, yishlo abba apayim ama l'chol ruach. Next, what's the chiddush of the next line of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that if you went out and you're still within your tchum, then you could go back to your tchum. It's ki'ilu, you never left. So what's the chiddush of that line? So Amar Rav Chuna vehein sheyu arba amos ochlos mitum tcherya umitkum migdala. Right, the chiddush is, even in a case where, let's say you have two cities next to each other, and there's a little overlapping tchum, right? Migdala and Tveria are 1,996 amos from each other, meaning their tchum, there's four amos in the middle that are overlapping. So that's the chiddush. You might say that once he's in this double area, maybe he's already, and he would have planning to go, let's say, from Tveria to Migdala, so he's already in the Migdala tchum, because he's already in the overlapping part, and he's in the Migdala tchum, kamash malanat. Kamash malan, that he is still within his own tchum, and he could go back. Right? It's mashba, though, this is against what the shita that we're about to see, B'Hashem, on the next line of the Gemara, but mashba, that if be'emet, that he wasn't in his tchum anymore, he had gone. Right, he had gone to, now he's in the Migdala Tchum. He's past the Tveria Tchum. Even though there's an overlap between them, he cannot return to his Tchum. Cannot return. That's what's clear from this line of Rav Huna, right? That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that if he's in the overlapping part, he can still go back. So now Rav Huna b'shem Rav Ada bar Achva, Rav La b'shem Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Afilu Yatsa l'migdala. Even if he went to the Migdala Tchum, the Chazar, Kilo Yatsa. Right, even if he went to the Migdala Tchum and then he came back into his own Tchum in the overlapping part, Kilo Yatsa. So he added a Chiddush, that he went even further. Okay, went even further, he still had to go back, because as long as the Tchumin are still overlapping, he could go back to his original one. Rabbi Yeshua Jeroma Boi, Ad Kadun B'Shiyatsa Shogeg. Afilu Yatsa Mezid. What exactly is this question? Let's go with the Chaim Kanievsky's pshat of the question. What does it mean, Shogeg? I understand if you went out B'Shogeg. Meaning, you went out Lahatzil, and it said you could go back to the makom. So this is where you went out that you really thought you were going to be matzil, and then they tell you kfarnasa maisa. But what happens if you went out be iser? Afilu yatsa be iser, says the Chaim Kanievsky. She yatsa be mezit be iser. The acharkach nizdami lo lahatzil. You went out be iser, but then all of a sudden there's an army there, and you're able to do the mitzvah. You're able to be matzil. So do we say there, well, la maisa, kind of the opposite of the previous case. Previous cases, you went out be kavana to save, and you ended up not saving. Here, you went out with no kavanah to save. You went up amazed, but you ended up saving. So what do you say in that case? Ki hai gavna, mi yesh lo nami alpayim. Do we say, uki hai gavna, mi shari lelachsa lebeso, imayi betoch atchum. So do we say that you're able to go back? So the Gemara answers, yeah, you can't go back there. Amar pinchas masis amar kein. The Mishnah makes a blanket statement. Shekol hayotzin lahatzil chosel mekoman. Right, whoever went out to be matzil goes back to their place, and therefore they could even go back, even if their original kavana wasn't to do that. The next three words, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, is a rejection. Others say it's just a statement. Chos afilu bezeinan, they're even allowed to go back with their weapons. They don't have to leave their weapons in the first place that they come to. If they went out to save from a marauding army, we don't say that the weapons are, you know, have to be deposited somewhere at the first spot. As the following says, Tani goyim shebole ayoros hasmuchos lasvar, if you have attacking armies that are coming to the border cities in Eretz Yisrael, li tol mehen afilu tevan afilu etzem, even if they're just coming for monetary gain, they're coming to steal some straw or wood, yotz and aleim bezayin, you're allowed to go out to protect, because these border cities are crucial. U'machzir sazayin l'mkoman, and then you can bring your weapons back. So you see beferish, you can bring the weapons back. But if they're coming to cities that are within, they're not attacking with the border cities. So that's not considered to be as dangerous, okay, whatever the mitzvah is. Then if they're just coming to get some food, you can't go out with weapons unless they're coming for skin nefashos. If there's a possibility for nefashos, then you have to be careful. Barishona, and the Gemara tells a story. Barishona, malich nezazayin labayis, shu samach lachoma. When they used to go out, they used to deposit all of their weapons in the first house on their way back. Problem is, the goyim saw that. So pamachas bo'aleinu sonin. So the sonin saw this. They were started coming to attack them, and everybody ran into this one house where all the weapons are. Ha'imadakin litol hazayin v'hargu elu me'elu. So it was dangerous, and people died just by the stampede of trying to get the weapons. Right, it's kind of like the case with the in Sukkah with the lulavim. His kinush yikolachavecha not to be based. So that's why the tekana was take your weapon home. Take your weapon home. Don't leave it in the first house. Interesting discussion on lamaisa in terms of muksa and guns bisman hazeh. You know, is there any type of issue? What type of muksa is a gun? What type of muksa is a gun? So you might say it's a chesron kiss, because you wouldn't use it for anything else. Is it a kli shemalachto leisser? Right, we know in shin yin shin ches the differences in halacha between kli shemalachto leisser, kli shemalachto leheter, different types of a kalim, whether you're allowed to move it, kli shemalachto leisser, we know you're allowed to move it, letzarach guva, letzarach makoma, but not mechama letzel. You can't move it for its own purpose. But many poskim, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Rav Gorin and other leading poskim paskin that in our day and age a gun is a kalisha malachto leheter, amazing, not leisser. Why? Because what's its function? What's its purpose? Part of its function and purpose. And remember, that's the definition. When you have a kalisha malachto leheter or leisser, you go by its even part of its usage. So part of it is just to instill fear in those around and to create an atmosphere where our enemies see that we carry guns. And if our enemies see that we carry guns, that itself will create the result that we want of their being scared of us. So that's a klisha malachto leheter, right? That's not, not even being used. And that's a big reason of allowing it to walk around and have it visible. And therefore, it wouldn't be muksa at all. There is a discussion in the postkin if it's not your gun, whether it, you should be handling it. But either way, okay. Says the next Mishnah, Mishiyasha baderech va'ama. This is the case that Tosfos alluded to before. Somebody's on the road, Mishiyasha baderech, and he's tired, and he doesn't know that he is where he is. Va'ama ha'yusamach le'ir, and it ended up he didn't realize it, but he was within the tchum of the city. When Shabbos started, he didn't realize it. Mayor says, tough, okay, you can't go in. You didn't have kavanah. You have kavanah to be kodesh visa here. So even though you're within the tomb of the city, you're not considered one of the city dwellers. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yikanes. Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, you can. You can go in. You can go in because it was all your mistake. And I'm Rabbi Yehuda, my seven nechas Rabbi Tarfon, b'lo miskavein. What time Rabbi Tarfon went in this type of case where he didn't know and they told him afterwards. And he went up below Miskavein. That is the story. If you look in the Rashba quotes an important Raivin. The Rashba here quotes from the Raivin, Rabbi Yehuda, Tekamar Hacha Yikanes, Rabbi Yehuda, who says here that you can't go in, Savar, Kivan Shu wrote Salalaches El Ha'ir. V'ilu Haya Yodei Yashayi B'toch HaTchum. If he knew he was in the Tchum, Haya Nichnas, Mistama Daito Lukino Shvise Manshi Ha'ir. Mistama, that's his Das. With the people of the city, as long as within their tchum. And that's his das, to be nigrar after the people of the city. Hilkach. Even though he didn't know, because he thought he was further, he's allowed to go in. Then he says, when does Rabbi Yehuda allow you to have this umdina? Only if he didn't say, he didn't verbalize. Bishalo Amar Bisfasav Tehe Shvisasi Bim Komi. Aval Amar Te Shvisasi Bim Komi. But if he said it, my Shvisa is here. Hare Akar Befiv Shvisaso Menair. So then those words override the Umdina. The Kanasham Shvisa, that was Iskona Shvisa in that regard. So that's the Ravid. The Ravid says, we can only say this if he didn't verbalize the Kona Shvisa where he is. If not, not. And then we tell a story about Rabbi Tarfon. Just a ha'ara, I don't know what to do with it, but numerous stories in Mishnayos have Rabbi Tarfon in the story. Rabbi Tarfon has a lot of statements in Mishnayos too. But as we know, the first parak in Brachas, and we have here the story here, and we have, there's a Mishnah in Tainus about, that they had started raining, Mishnah at the Rag of Titus, it started raining, and then before Chatzos, Rabbi Tarfon said, go eat, make a yantif. Again, a halachic story, but that's, again, a story if you look in the Mishnah in Bechoros, it's Mishnah in Bechoros, about a mistake that a Dayan made, And Maisa Beparsha Nila Imshala, there was one of the uterus of a cow was taken there. Tarfa gave it to the dogs, and then he made a mistake, and he says Chol Chol Chamarcha Tarfon. So it's many stories of Mishnayos about Rabbi Tarfon. Interesting. Okay, Mishi Yashem Aderech V'Chulu Amru V'Halo Beis Medrash Shel Rabbi Tarfon Oy Betoch Alpay Mama. So maybe the Gemara says there's no riot from Rabbi Tarfon. Maybe Rabbi Tarfon was ready within 2,000 amos. Rabbi Betoch Alpayim Amah. Meaning the Beis Medrash within the city was within 2,000 amos of where he was going to Shvisa outside. So maybe there's no right that he had the whole city. Oshem Hiknas Malo B'nei Yiru Mel Yom. Maybe he knew about it beforehand. Maybe he knew it was within the Tchum of the city. Achach Tani B'Shachar Zorcha Acham Av Amr Lo Rabbi Harei Ha'il Lefanecha Ikanis. So Gemara says, no, the Braisa says that they told him in the morning, Rabbi, look, we're close. You could go into the city. So you see, you didn't know beforehand. Okay, we'll stop here. Erevin Daflamin.